Okay, so today, friends, we are reading in the 5-minute Disney Pixar Stories book. Today's story is called The Good Dinosaur, Arlo's Birthday Adventure. This was written by Brooke Vitale, and it's read today by Mommy and...
DJ. DJ, Rubble on the Double.
Yeah, you like that one, huh? Sticking with it. Okay, sounds good. Mommy and DJ, Rumble on the Double. Here we go. Arlo was excited. The next day was the triplets' 7th birthday. And every year, Mama and Papa planned a special day away from the farm. The previous year, they had gone berry picking. The year before, they had collected flowers. Arlo shifted from foot to foot. He couldn't wait to find out what his parents had planned next.
"Well, Mama,"
Papa said when he came in from the field,
"would you look at these young'uns? Why, they look like they're just about old enough for an adventure."
"Yeah,"
Buck shouted.
"Let's go adventuring."
"Where are we going, Mama?"
Libby asked.
"Where? Where? Where?"
Arlo gulped. An adventure? That sounded scary. Surely his parents wouldn't plan anything too scary, would they? Mama smiled at Libby.
"We're going for a picnic by my favorite waterfall. It's where Papa and I met, you know."
"Oh, boo!"
shouted Buck.
"You said we were going on an adventure. What's so exciting about an old waterfall? As the oldest, I think only by 15 seconds.
Arlo interrupted.
"Well, come on now, Buck,"
Papa said.
"Seeing the waterfall's the only part of the fun. First, we have to get there. And boy, I'll tell you, climbing a waterfall can be quite the adventure."
They have to climb the waterfall? Oof. The next morning, they set off bright and early.
"We'd best be going if we want to make it to the waterfall before it gets too hot,"
Papa said. Buck and Libby groaned. They hated getting up before sunrise, but Arlo had barely slept. All night, he'd been worrying about the hike. What if he got lost? What if he stepped on something and got hurt? There was a lot that could go wrong on a hike. Arlo looked over at Mama and started to smile. She was carrying a basket of his favorite berries. Maybe the hike wouldn't be so bad after all. It wasn't long before Arlo's belly started to grumble.
"Mama, I'm hungry," he said. "Can I have some berries?"
But Mama just shook her head.
"The berries are for your birthday picnic, Arlo. Come on, there'll be plenty to eat when we get to the waterfall."
Arlo sighed and kept walking. It was his birthday. Why should he have to wait? Suddenly, Arlo stopped in his tracks. He'd been so busy thinking about eating that he hadn't noticed when everything around him got darker. Without realizing it, he'd followed Mama right into a dark forest. Up ahead, Mama, Papa, Buck, and Libby happily continued on their way. They hadn't even noticed that Arlo wasn't with them anymore. Arlo's eyes darted back and forth as he followed the path. Strange shadows lurked in the trees, and sharp branches poked at him as he ran.
"Mama!"
he shouted.
"Wait up!"
By the time Arlo caught up with his family, they were climbing a very muddy hill. Arlo looked ahead at his siblings, already in the mud, and thought he'd had enough adventuring for the day.
Mama, he called. Can I have some berries now? But Mama shook her head again.
Not until we get to the waterfall, she said. Come on, Arlo. We're almost there. But be careful. The mud is slippery.
Arlo started to climb. He hadn't taken more than 3 steps when something slid past him.
It was Buck.
Woohoo!
Buck shouted, sliding through the mud on his back.
This is awesome!
At the top of the hill, Arlo could see Libby running around in the trees and jumping out at Mama and Papa.
Boo!
She shouted, making Papa laugh.
Boo!
Slowly but steadily, Arlo continued up the muddy hill.
Come on, Slowpoke!
Buck called, running past him.
Last one to the waterfall doesn't get any berries.
Arlo put his head down and continued climbing.
I can do this. At least, I think I maybe can.
He climbed a bit further and stumbled on a rock along the way.
It's my birthday! I can do anything today, and I'm not going to let Buck eat all my birthday berries.
Finally, Arlo reached the top of the hill. He found his family staring at a giant fallen tree.
What's wrong?
He asked.
Mama pointed at the tree.
This is the path we usually take to the waterfall, but it's blocked. We'll have to go another way. Papa looked around.
It looks like our only choice is across these fallen rocks. That cave there might be a dead end,
he said.
What do you think, Mama?
Arlo gulped. He didn't like the idea of going into a dark cave or climbing over a bunch of fallen rocks.
Mama nodded. I think you're all big enough now to handle a few fallen rocks. And besides, look at the waterfall right on the other side of them. That's the one.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
Papa shouted.
Let's go.
Papa set off across the rocks, and Libby and Buck close behind him.
Arlo went next.
He slowly stepped over one rock, then another. He was going to reach that waterfall if it was the last thing he did. But as Mama started down the path, she tripped. The basket of berries went flying, and the berries rolled into the nearby cave.
No!
Arlo shouted. He'd gone all that way, and he was not going to miss eating his birthday berries.
He turned around and ran straight into the dark cave.
What happened to Arlo?
Libby asked.
He just turned around and ran into that cave,
Mama explained. Buck looked at the dark cave.
Arlo went in there? No way.
Papa cast a worried look at the cave.
Maybe I ought to go in there after him.
But before Papa could take another step, Arlo emerged from the cave. In his mouth was the basket, and it was full of berries.
Hey, guess what?
Arlo called out.
The cave isn't a dead end. It leads right to the waterfall.
I can't believe you went in there alone,
Buck said.
Weren't you scared?
Libby added. Arlo gestured at the berries.
Well, Mama picked these berries and carried them all this way. I wasn't about to let them go to waste.
Now, come on, we got a waterfall to see.
Arlo turned around and walked back through the tunnel, and his family followed. Papa smiled at Mama.
Looks like our boy's growing up.
That he is, Mama said, taking the berries from Arlo. Now I think it's time for that birthday picnic. And the first berries go to Arlo for saving the day. Libby and Buck nodded.
Way to go, Arlo!
They cheered. Arlo said as he happily munched on his berries and looked at the waterfall.
I guess some things are worth waiting for, after all.
And I would say he did a pretty good job, don't you think? It was not easy to be brave, but he did it. And he didn't turn back when the going got tough, and that's pretty impressive, too. And with that comes the end of the story. So can you say...
Pee-pee.
The end?
The end.
That's my guy.